Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears, The Daily Record's correspondent in Annapolis. Brian, you've been covering the General Assembly's attempt to ease the burden on families looking for health insurance. Remind us what this bill will do for families who tried to get insured and weren't able to.
Essentially, what this bill does that the Senate passed on Tuesday is creates a bridge for people who attempted to and were unsuccessful in their attempt to sign up for health care through the MarylandHealthConnection.gov website. That's the health benefits exchange here in Maryland. And essentially what it will allow them to do is to get coverage through a high-risk pool known as the Maryland Health Insurance Program. It's a higher-end pool on these people who sign up for it. They won't be getting their health insurance free. They'll be paying significantly higher rates. And essentially, if this bill passes, the House will begin their work on a cross-file bill probably as early as this week and maybe get work done in the next couple of days. This will allow families to start signing up for this and get covered retroactive to the beginning of the month in which they are able to sign up.
Well, and there continues to be a call for some sort of investigation to find out where the foul-up began and who's responsible for it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You had 8 Republicans on Tuesday who, of the 12, who voted against this emergency legislation. And I talked to Senator Joe Getty from Carroll County, who's the House Minority Whip, and he said essentially that a lot of the Republicans who voted against it were looking for an independent investigation that would use independent counsel with subpoena power to get into looking at the ins and outs of how this website failed. He's concerned that because the administration is withholding so much information that there is, to him at least, the hint of malfeasance here. We also had an opportunity to speak to Senate President Mike Miller, who also wants to get some answers. He said the public is deserving of them, although he's not looking to assess blame, and it sounds like he's looking for something a little less than an investigation that could result in some kind of political or actual criminal charges.
Well, Senator Miller apparently is saying, yes, there's politics involved in this, as always, but there's a legitimate interest in the public in terms of knowing exactly what happened here. I mean, the costs that are involved, all the issues are there. And I guess first things first, you want to take care of the people that didn't get through the system. But then there's the other issue. When do you think they might address that if they do?
It's unclear at this point, although, you know, any sort of attempt to address it is fraught with a little bit of political peril, Fraser, because you're talking about doing it in an election year, and this is a program that was so closely linked to Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, who's now running for governor.
But at the same time, you have people who are still unable to navigate the system. I mean, every day there's something else that shows problems here.
You're talking about tens of millions of dollars, over $100 million in federal money that came to Maryland as a result of this program. And I do think that there are going to be questions that are going to be asked, and a lot of legislators are going to think it's very reasonable to get answers to those questions and get them in a timely fashion.
Okay, Brian, we'll talk to you again about it. Thanks.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.